And I've been feeling like an experiment subject recently. My colleagues on our science desk have been doing this thing where they come into a studio, they wait for me, I walk in, have no idea what's going on. Allison Aubrey came in once and brought me a chocolate cake, and then her colleague Dan Charles brought me a bag full, it was a lethal dose of caffeine, which was fantastic. And the laugh you just heard is from Allison Aubrey, who is back with something else, it would appear. Allison.
Hi there, David. So I have brought a bag to this morning.
Okay. It's not a chocolate cake this
time. Not a chocolate cake this time. But I am going to deliver to you a bunch of products here.
All right. This is a brown paper bag of cinnamon pecan granola.
And your job is to figure out what these foods have
here
in common.
And this is chocolate chip cookies. And this is super kale fragilistic chips.
Okay. Now, I have a hint.
Yes.
The common thing is not an ingredient. That's not what we're going for here.
Okay.
Look at the label of the cookies, the granola.
Together we bake, empowering women for a second chance. It says that on the cinnamon pecan granola and the chocolate chip cookies.
So let me cue it up for you. All right?
You're like, David, I need to help you here.
You know how knowing the story behind a food, you know, who made it, why they made it, what's special about them, can make you see food differently? It may even influence whether you buy it or not. It can change the way you taste it. Well, this might be one of those times. So let me introduce you to some of the women I met in this bakery. The same bakery is behind all these products.
Uh-huh.
This is Nikki Yates, who's had a pretty challenging past.
I was recently incarcerated, and while I was there, my social worker actually had given me a application for Together We Bake, and when she had told me that, I was like, Together We Bake? What is that? Like, I'm not gonna be out there baking nothing. Like, I need a job.
This young woman used to be in jail, and now she's out and working at this bakery?
That's right. So this is a bakery.
Okay.
It's called Together We Bake.
And that's why it says
mentioned.
Empowering women
that's
for a
right.
second chance. Okay.
It's located in Alexandria, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
It's also a job training and coaching program
for
women coming out of prison or those with a criminal past.
Mm-hmm.
It was started about 4 years ago, and I went and hung out with these women. And when you hear their stories, it's clear just how many hurdles they face. This is Kalita Johnson and Bonnie Rice. She was released from prison just a few months ago.
I felt lost and I didn't know how to start over.
It was kind of scary and I didn't know where to go, how to go, you know, because I was away for 5 years.
It's hard to find employers who are willing to employ anyone with a record.
They look at you and say, oh, well, she's going to lie, she's going to steal, she's a criminal, you know, we're not going to give her a chance.
Well, so many emotions there. I mean, so this place, it sounds like, became an anchor for them as they were out of prison. They felt really appreciated and respected.
Yes, and this is why I want to get back to this point I made at the top about how knowing the story behind a food can make you feel differently about it. So you've got these women, they're getting these new skills. These food prep skills are really in demand. Food service jobs are one of the most accessible ways back into the workplace. But you may be thinking, you know, why is learning to bake any different from, say, I don't know, working in a factory or an office? Here's Kalita again.
Every day, I come to a job that has meaning. I come to a job that changes people's lives. I'm not just sitting at a desk. I'm making a difference, and that means so much more to me.
So think about it, David. I mean, making food for people is very fundamental. It's nourishing. It gives people pleasure. These foods in front of us, they're now for sale in local eateries and in nearby Whole Foods.
Cool. Where's the money go?
Well, the money goes back into running the program, and a new group of women comes every few months. But here's the other point I wanted to make. Making food, it's different from lots of other entry-level jobs. It's very collaborative and creative. As I watched these women at the bakery, they literally formed this cooking circle. They gather around this stainless steel island in this immaculately maintained little church kitchen. And as Bonnie told me, this is making a huge difference in her life.
It's just like a team, and it's like a family of sisters. Some of the women here at Together We Bake, they showed me that there's love and respect, and you know that you are someone. I know that I'm gonna stay on the right track.
What's important here is that it's a model that really seems to work. I spoke to Sam Schaefer. He's the CEO of something called the Center for Employment Opportunities. It's also a nonprofit that trains people with criminal backgrounds. And he says programs like this, they have kind of all the hallmarks of success. I mean, think about everything that's going on here. If you're coming out of prison and you've been in on drug-related charges, you've been using or dealing, you just can't come back to the same group of friends, right? That could be, you know, really dangerous. So the reentry for a lot of these women is brutal. These women need a new support system or they might not make it.
Here's the rub. Simply placing someone into a job is not a silver bullet for reducing recidivism. Getting someone into the right job training program at the right time has been proven to reduce recidivism.
And I think the point here, David, is that, you know, this is just a tiny program, just a handful of women going through the program at any time. But I want to introduce you to a different product here.
You have worn that bag.
I do.
Okay,
here in this
bag.
Okay,
let me move my granola and chips and kale over here.
And what I want you to do is just react to the name of it here.
Dave's Killer Bread.
Now, for the record, Dave did not kill anybody, but he did get into trouble with the law, and he was welcomed back into his family's bakery after prison. His story is right here on the label.
Wow, was in 15 years in prison, realized he was in the wrong game and knew he had more to offer.
That's right. Now, the company is now big. This bread, you can buy it in Costco's around the country. It's a big bakery now. But yeah, here's the thing. He ran into trouble with the law again, which just shows how bumpy of a ride it can be for any one person. And what you've got to realize is that there are 20 million Americans with felony convictions. That's a lot of people who need jobs, right? So Dave's Killer Bread now has a foundation. They organize these second chance summits around the country. There's one coming up in New York in May. And the idea is to try to just persuade more companies to open their minds to people with a criminal past.
You know, Allison, I guess in your job, you learn about how there's more to food than just food. I mean, there are other things baked into food. And I'm just looking at this array of stuff and hearing these stories about the people involved. And there's just something.
Well, every food has its story, right? It really is the beginning of a second chance.
Allison Aubrey, thanks a lot.
Actually, I really want us to dig in here, David. I have been looking at these cookies since I watched these women bake. Do you want to give them a try?
Yeah. We're just going to eat here. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks, David.